The Matt Malone Morning Show on 20 in a row. 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.
Making way for a beautiful summer jam Saturday, 75. So it's like the old Joe Nichols, sunny in 75. That's exactly what you can expect tomorrow. Perfect. You honestly can't paint a better picture for summer jam, Carrie.
I know. We're so excited. That's like the best kind of weather to have for an outdoor show.
Oh, it's going to be great. And especially if you wear like the hat like that, you get nice sun coverage.
Extra sun protection.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's got a little bit of a cool factor once in a while.
Yeah. Yep. So shade and style.
Yes.
It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
So Carrie Lynch joining us here in studio. And Carrie, you are going to be playing for us tomorrow at Summer Jam. So what kind of music festivals first have you played before? And what are some tips that you have maybe that help you kind of survive Summer Jam?
Oh my gosh. We've played a lot of Michigan festivals. If y'all have ever heard of like Common Ground in the Lansing area, B93 Birthday Bash, we've played at Hoedown in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all Faster Horses, which is a big one we played before. That one's a blast. They're all fun for different reasons and fun in their own ways. But I think my biggest thing I would say is when people come up to meet us, like at the merch table and stuff, drink a lot of water.
Yes.
You're outside all day long. And like a lot of times there's not a ton of coverage to get out of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a lot of water. Bring water. Get water, have water, drink water.
Awesome. So we have Justin here with us as well too. Justin, I'm going to pose the same question to you. What are your tips and tricks to surviving a music festival?
Yeah, I think it's similar to Carrie's really, like, you know, beer is mostly water, but it doesn't count at the end of the day.
Right.
It'll only bring you down.
Absolutely. And also, don't eat food from strangers. That's
right.
Thing.
Don't take food from strangers.
Exactly. All right. So you live in Nashville now.
Yeah.
And living in Nashville is awesome. I love Nashville as it is. But what kind of prompted you to say, you know what, now I'm finally ready to make that jump, make that move?
Sure. Right out of high school, I graduated from Clare High School up in Clare, Michigan. Right out of high school, I moved to Grand Rapids. A lot of people know where that is. And just started trying to play music out, meet people, and get involved in the music scene there. Because the music scene in West Michigan, specifically in Grand Rapids, is just so great. It's really awesome. And so tried to do that. And then for about 3 years, I lived kind of in Michigan and in Nashville sort of thing. I lived like half the month in Michigan, half the month in Nashville.
Yeah.
And after about 3 years going back and forth playing shows all over, my band was still up in Michigan. It was just kind of like, I knew I would feel it when it felt right to make the move. And I was making the trip so much. There were so many people down there who thought I lived there already because I was there so much.
Yeah. That you should come over this weekend. We're going to have a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just time. It was time to do it. It was time to make the jump in and be there full time and then travel out from Nashville.
Yeah. That's cool. It's going to be kind of a hard thing. Like, oh man, am I going to be able to live down there? And am I going to be able to make friends? But that you already had that kind of built in when you made that move, it sounds like.
Yeah, so. I think my transition was a little different. Some people just pick up and go and do it. Mm-hmm. Because I'd already established a music base somewhere and I was still building that, I kind of focused on that for a while before I made the definite move.
Right.
But yeah, so it was. I'd established some relationships and had some connections and friends and things like that. So my transition was, it kind of didn't even feel like anything. It just kind of was like, now I live here.
Natural.
This is my new address, you know, sort of thing. So
that's cool.
So yeah, mine was a little different, but it's all good. It worked out really well for what we're doing.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you this then too, because you mentioned a little bit about high school. Did you do music in high school as well? Were you in like a show choir type thing too? Or what kind of prepared you from high school to join and start music?
Sure. I never did choir in high school. A lot of people were like, did you do choir? I did do theater. So I did theater and I did band up through eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got to high school, though, I couldn't do band and theater.
Mm-hmm.
The classes happened at the same time. You couldn't do them.
Sure.
So I did theater a ton and did a lot of musical theater and stuff like that. And then I started writing songs when I was like seven. So music was always... I was always doing music, even if I wasn't like in a music-based program.
Mm-hmm.
My outlet throughout high school was theater,
Which
is really nice. And then I was doing all my own stuff like writing and singing for family and friends and stuff on the side and doing talent competitions and things like that. I didn't start doing my own shows until after high school, you know, putting together my own bills and going out and playing places. But.
See, and I feel like parents always do that, though. They're always like, oh, sing us a song. You're so wonderful, right?
Oh, my gosh. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. But thank God they did, because the biggest question I get from young girls, you know, or guys, too, will reach out on Facebook and be like, I'm trying to get my start. Like, how did you get?